的习惯。
I don't know whether or not for the New Year's coming, a brother or sister had make a resolution for the New Year's.
或许我们已经不再做这种事情。
Perhaps we might not make any resolution for the New Year's anymore.
因为立志啊，常常并不等于我们会去做。
Because sometimes when we make a resolution, this does not mean we will fulfill this resolution.
常常立志了，但是没有照着去做所以我们也不再立志了。
We often make this resolution, we not fulfill this resolution. So therefore, we no longer make a new resolution for the New Year's.
但是在新的一年给自己定下一些目标，应该是好的。
But yeah, for the New Year's, we set a goal for ourselves. This is good.
我们人本来就是很脆弱，很软弱。
As a man, that we are very fragile and weak.
我们所立的志，我们不一定会去做。
For the resolution we made, we perhaps might not fulfill and do.
但是呢，我们还是人生还是要有一些的目标。
But yet our life, we still have need to have some kind of goal to pursue after.
神总是爱我们，他总是不断的在给我们机会。
God always loves us. He often gives us opportunity and chance to us.
到底我们可以定下为自己定下些什么目标呢？
So what is it that we can set a goal in our life?
我想从圣经里头的几个人物，他们所立的志来做我们的参考。
I'd like to use some of the example in the Bible, the character that they made a resolution for our reference and example.
首先我们来看创世纪二十八章。
Please first turn to Genesis chapter 28.
我们来看雅各他立志奉献十分之一。
Genesis chapter 28, let's take a look at Jacob that he had offered this tithe 10%.
他立志要这么做。
He made a resolution determined want a tithe.
创世纪二十八章二十二节，我所立为柱子的石头也必做你的殿，还你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
Genesis chapter 28 verse 22, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give you tenth to you.
这是雅各他立志奉献十分之一。
This is what Jacob, he set a resolution determined to offer tenth of his earning.
那他这个立志是为将来来做立志。
So his determination is for to make this resolution in the future.
因为眼前他并没有收入。
Because what's before him, he has nothing to be able to earn and receive.
那在什么情况之下，雅各做这样的立志？
So in what kind of condition that Jacob made this type of a determination?
我们知道雅各他要躲避他的哥哥。
We know Jacob want to be escape from his brother.
因为他的哥哥以扫对雅各非常的生气。
Because his brother Esau was very angry at Jacob.
甚至他的哥哥说出这种威吓的话。
Even his brother used a threatened word to Jacob.
说等父母亲死了，他要杀他的这个弟弟。
He said after their parent died that he want to kill his brother.
所以这个妈妈就建议雅各你离开你的离开这里到舅舅家里去。
So Jacob's mother suggests Jacob to leave from his home place to go to his uncle's place.
那这就是雅各在往舅舅家的路上。
So this is when Jacob on the way to his uncle's place.
当时他非常的孤单。
At the time he was very lonely.
当时他非常的无助。
At the time he's very strengthless.
他心中可能充满着害怕跟这个困惑。
Perhaps his heart is filled with struggle and also fear.
结果就在路上神向他显现。
So on the way there, the God has appeared to him.
神答应说要跟他同在。
God has promising that he will be with him.
神答应他要带领他以后仍然回到故乡。
God has promised him that in the future he will bring him back to his home place.
那所以雅各呢，他就立下这样的一个志。
So then, Jacob had set this resolution while he was there.
那这也是他对神所许的愿。
This is also the wish that he has ask God to give it to him.
好，我们请看二十节。
Let's please read chapter 28, verse 20.
雅各许愿说：“神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿。”
Verse 20. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, "If God will be with me and keep me in the ways that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothes to put on."
二十一节，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以主为我的神。
Verse 21. So that I come back to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God.
然后二十二节，他也说他将十分之一要献给神。
And verse 22, that he also mentioned he surely will give tenth to God.
那二十节说这是雅各他向神许愿。
And verse 20, this says that this is Jacob made a vow to God.
所以他立志，他许愿要将来要奉献十分之一给神。
So Jacob made a resolution to give a vow to God that he in the future will give tenth to God.
他也说这个立为柱子的石头，要成为神的殿。
And also said is the set as a pillar and shall be the God's house.
也就是说他以后要在这里来献祭，来拜神。
What he's saying that in the future he will sacrifice also worship God at this place.
那神真的一路上的带领他，保护他。
So for sure, God on the way protected him and helped him.
真的以后大约二十年后，神让他平安的要回到他的故乡。
Indeed, after 20 years, he was very peacefully and went back to his hometown.
好，我们请看创世纪三十三章。
Please read Genesis chapter 33.
三十三章十八节。
Verse 18.
雅各从巴旦耶兰回来的时候，平平安安的到了迦南地的示剑城，在城东支搭帐篷。
Genesis chapter 33, verse 18. Then Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is the land of Canaan. When he came from Paddan Aram, and he pitched his tent before the city.
真的，神让他平平安安的，经过了大约二十年，他平安的回来。
Truly, after 20 years.That Jacob was safely went back to his home place.
十九节就用一百块银子向示剑的父亲哈姆的子孙买了支搭帐篷的那块地。
Verse 19, and then he bought the parcel of land where he pitched his tent from the children of Hamor and Shechem, a father, for 100 pieces of money.
他为什么要买一块地
？Why does he want to buy this land?
二十节在那里筑了一座坛，起名叫伊利伊罗。以色列就是神，以色列神的意思。
Verse 20, and this is the reason that he erected an altar there and called it Elon, Israel.
他许过愿，他立过志，所以他现在要还愿。
So he made a resolution to make a vow to God. Now he wanted to fulfill this vow.
那他本来说要在哪里筑坛拜神。
Originally, what did Jacob wanted to set the altar to worship God?
应该就是他立一块石头那个地方就是这个伯特利。
That was the place that he set this pillar that is Bethlehem.
那在这里他有筑一座坛他也献祭。
Over here, he also set an altar that he also offered sacrifice.
但是不是他本来说的向神许愿的那个地方。
But it's not the place that before he made a vow to God.
我们看三十五章第一节。
Please read chapter 35, verse 1.
第一节，神对雅各说：“起来，上伯特利去，在去住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神，就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候向你显现的那位。”
Genesis chapter 35, verse 1. Then God said to Jacob, "Arise, go up to Bethel, and dwell there, and make an altar there to God, who appeared to you when you flee from the face of Esau, your brother."
在人来看，这个雅各他是有还愿。
And as a man, Jacob seems fulfilled the vow.
他回来了，他平安回来了，他筑坛，他献祭。
He peacefully came back to his home place that he set the altar, he offered sacrifice to God.
但是神说，你要回到伯特利那里。在那边筑坛献祭。
But yet God told him, "Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God."
所以人所认为的对，在神来看不一定是对。
But what men thinks that it's right, but yet in the eyes of God might not be right.
在人来看好像合理，但是在神来看并不合理。
In the eyes of men, it seems make sense to men, but yet in the eyes of God might not make sense.
所以神向他追究说，你要到伯特利 在那边筑坛献祭。
And therefore God told Jacob, arise, go to Bethel and dwell there and make an altar there to God.
哦，所以在人来看，好像我有拜神就好了。
In the eyes of man, it seems that we are worshiping God.
哦，但是神的要求是你要在我所立的地方，在那边拜神。
But what God required of us is for us to worship God, the place that God wants us to set an altar there to worship God.
哦，所以如果我们真的有心要拜神，
But if we truly want to worship God,
哦，我们要知道神要我们在哪里敬拜他。
We must know the place that God wants us to worship.
那既然这是雅各所许的愿，哦，所以神就追究他，你要照你所喜的愿来做。
Because Jacob made a vow to God, and God wants Jacob to fulfill this vow, to practice to do what he has to do to fulfill this vow.
哦，所以今天我们并不鼓励我们向神来许愿。
Today we're not encouraged by the sister to make a vow to God.
哦，因为我们不一定能够做得到。
Because we might not fulfill the vow we are given to God.
哦，但是我们可以做一些立志。
But yeah, we can make a resolution to ourselves.
哦，那雅各他做了要奉献十分之一的立志。
Jacob made a resolution that he will give tenth to God.
那有关这个奉献十分之一啊，我们可以从创世纪看到亚伯拉罕就曾经这样做。
Regarding this tithe 10%, that from in the book of Genesis, we will see Abraham have done so.
哦，所以雅各他怎么会提出来说向神说？我将来要奉献十分之一。
So why did Jacob mention about that he will give tenth to God in the future?
哦，那因为亚伯拉罕是他的祖父。
Because Abraham, is his forefather.
哦，所以他可能是应该是知道亚伯拉罕所做的这件事情。
So Jacob should know what his forefather had done to tithe 10% to God.
哦，那在先知书里头也有一节我们很熟悉的经节。
In the book of prophets, that there's also verses that we're very familiar with.
我们请看马拉基书第三章。
Please turn to Malachi chapter 3.
旧约圣经的最后一卷，马拉基书三章第十节。
The last book of Old Testament, Malachi chapter 3.
马拉基书三章第十节。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10.
万军之主说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮，以此试试我，是我为你们敞开天上的窗户。请服于你们，甚至无处可容。
Malachi chapter 3 verse 10, bring all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in his, say the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heavens and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it.
啊，神悦纳人所奉献的十分之一。
God accept man tithe 10% to God.
哦，那甚至神让人来试试，你做做看，看我是不是将福气倾倒给你。
Even God say want to test us, man to test him, whether or not he will send down the blessing to man.
哦，那在主耶稣传福音的时代，他也曾经跟这些法利赛人谈过这样的事情。
When the times of the Lord Jesus preaching the gospel, that Lord Jesus also talk about this with the Pharisees.
我们来看主耶稣是怎么说的。
Let's look at how the Lord Jesus said.
请看马太福音二十三章。
This is Matthew chapter
23. 马太福音二十三章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 23 verse 23.
二十三节，你们这假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了，因为你们将薄荷茴香芹菜献上十分之一，那律法上更重的事，就是公义、怜悯、信实，反倒不行了。啊，这是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
Matthew chapter 23, verse 23. Woe to you, scribe and Pharisee, hypocrites! For you pay tithe of mint and arrant and cumin, and have neglect matters of law, justice, and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone.
这些法利赛人他们有敬拜神的这些外表。
This Pharisee has the outer appearance in worshiping God.
但是没有那种真正敬拜神的应该表现的行为。
But yet they do not have the actions of truly worshiping God.
哦，那主耶稣说这两样都是重要的。
Yet the Lord Jesus said both of these are very important.
哦，主耶稣 神更看重的是我们是怎样的一个人。
But even what the Lord Jesus even want to see much more important is the person who we are.
哦，所以这里主耶稣说，这是你们应当行的。
Here the Lord Jesus said, "This is the things that you ought to have done."
哦，就是在生活当中要有公义、怜悯、信实。
That is to have mercy and also a just and also faith in our life.
哦，那主耶稣说，那也是不可不行的。
And the Lord Jesus said, "These also should have done."
哦，就是那奉献十分之一，那个也是应该行的。
What the Lord Jesus says to tithe, to tithe, these are also must have done.
那今天我们知道，我们是在恩典之下。
Today we know we are living under the mercy, the grace.
哈，那在恩典之下的基督徒，我们需要奉献十分之一吗
？As a Christian that we are living under God's grace, shall we still give tithe 10%?
好，那为什么我们今天说我们是在恩典之下
？Why do we say today we're living under the grace?
好，因为今天我们在主耶稣成全救恩的时代里头。
Because we are in the times of the Lord Jesus' salvation is fulfilling at this time of period.
好，主耶稣成全救恩哈。那所以呢，我们常常说，我们是比旧约时代的那些选民是还要有恩典，还要有福气。
So we can say that we are much more blessed, compared to the Old Testament's God's chosen one.
哦，那如果你问我说，新约时代的基督徒需不需要奉献十分之一
？If you ask me if whether or not the New Testament's Christians, whether or not they should give tithe 10%.
那我要先问我们大家，我们得的恩典是不是比旧约的选民还要多还要大
？Then I will ask everyone that whether or not the grace and blessing we receive are they greater than the Old Testament chosen one？
啊，是的，我们得到更多的恩典跟福气。
Indeed, we are receiving many blessing and also grace.
那他们应当奉献十分之一，那我们不是要更应当奉献十分之一吗
？If the Old Testament saints are willing to offer the tenth, that we should even in the New Testament should offer the tenth to God.
那有人也曾经问说，我把钱捐献给这个慈善机构，或者我把钱去做一些我想要做的好事，这样算不算奉献？
Some people also ask, I can give my money to offer to the people who need help in the world. So if I have done this,
或者给那个 charity 的 organization.
Also to the charity organization, are these something that we offer to God?
那我请问你，那些慈善机构那是神的家吗
？So ask the question: these charity organization are these the house of God？
哦，那个十分之一是要交到神的家里的。
So this tithe 10% is given to the house of God。
哦，所以我个人认为，你把钱捐给慈善机构或者拿去帮助人，这个不等于奉献给神。
So for my personal understanding, if you give the money to the charity organizations, to these people, this does not equal to helping the people of God.
哦，你很乐意那样做，那是你个人的事情，那并不是奉献给神。
If you're willing to do by yourself, this does not mean you're offering these to the charity organization. You're offering to God.
哦，那我们一直很强调的就是乐意的奉献。
We often emphasize that for the members, the Christian to offer willingly.
哦，所以教会也从来不会去查说，我们有没有奉献十分之一
？So the church will not do an investigation whether or not you have offered tithe 10% to the church.
哦，因为神所悦纳的是那种甘心乐意的，不是强迫的。
Because God willing to accept the one who willing to offer.
但是奉献十分之一也可以做我们个人的一个励志。
Of course, the tithe 10% it can also become our resolution.
好，我们再请看但以理书第一章。
We turn to Daniel chapter 1.
我们来看但以理的励志。
Let's look at the determination resolution of Daniel, this character.
但以理书第一章第八节。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8.
但以理却立志不以王的膳和王所饮的酒 玷污自己，所以求太监长容他不玷污自己。
Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with a portion of the king's delicacies, nor with the wines which he drank. Therefore he requests of the chief of eunuchs that he might not defile himself.
但尼里是一个犹太人的年轻人。
Daniel is a young man from the Israelite.
那他现在是在巴比伦帝国的这个首都里头。
At the time he was in the empire of Babylon, at the capital in Babylon.
那这是一个大约15岁的青少年，他的励志跟他的见证。
At the time he was about a youth of 15 years old, his testimony and his resolution that he set at the time.
他的国家被巴比伦帝国所侵略。
His nation was attacked by the nation of Babylon.
他被巴比伦人抓走了。
He was captured by the Babylonians.
但是他却被挑选，被送进去巴比伦的王宫里头。
But he was chosen to go into the palace of Babylonians.
这个巴比伦的国王恩待这些被挑选进来的少年人。
The king of Babylonians.The chosen one from the Israelite given special treatment.
王命令将王所吃的所喝的来赐给这些年轻人。
The king at the time commanded what the king has drink and also eat the food given to these chosen young men.
那王也特别派专门的人来教导这些年轻人。
The king also sent a special people to teach these young men.
所以这个被抓来的年轻人是受到国王特别的恩待。
So these the new young men was captured, they were received special treatment by the king.
他们理该对这个王很感谢。
They should have given feel very thankful to the king.
但是我们在这里看到但尼里，他却立志要守神的律法。
But yet we can see here, Daniel, he set a determination, resolution that he wanted to keep God's law.
他要跟别人有所分别。
He wanted to separate himself from the others.
那其实在人的生活里头，我们其实常常要跟多数的人一样。
But in fact, in man's life, we often want to do the things that in majority people want to do.
跟多数的人一样，这个是一个比较容易的选择。
If we do the things the same as majority people, this is much easier choice we make.
我们来看一个例子，《撒母耳记上》第八章。
Let's look at example of Samuel, chapter 28.
撒母耳记上第八章。
First Samuel chapter 8.
撒母耳记上八章十九节。
First Samuel chapter 8 verse 19.
十九节，百姓竟不肯听撒母耳的话，说：“不然，我们定要一个王治理我们。”
First Samuel chapter 8, verse 19. Verse 19. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they say, "No, but we will have a king over us."
他们为百姓为什么拒绝撒母耳给他们的？给他们的建议跟教导。
Why does people refuse what the Samuel's suggestions and also teaching?
二十节说，使我们能够像列国一样。
Verse 20, then because and the them then can become just like the all nations.
所以跟别人一样，这是人的倾向。
To be same as a majority, this is what men tend to do.
跟多数的人一样。这是比较容易做的选择。
To do the same as majority, this tend to be a much easier choice we make.
但是丹尼里他立志，他不被玷污。
But yet Daniel made the determination that he will not defile himself.
今天我们所处的时代是一个更容易被污染的一个时代。
Today the environment we live in, it's even easier for us to defile our spirituality.
从我们所听的，我们被污染。
From what we hear, that we might be defiled.
从我们所读的，我们被污染。
From what we read, we might be also defiled.
从我们所看的，我们被污染。
From what we read and see, and also we might be defiled.
所以这是一个 很严重污染的一个时代。
So this is the generation filled with devout things that we are in contact with.
哦，不是只是我们所吃的东西被污染。
It's not only the food that we eat will be defiled.
啊，不是只有我们所用的水或所呼吸的空气被污染。
It's not only the water we drink or the air that we breathe in might be defiled.
哦，这些只会伤害我们这个肉体。
All these might only just harm our physical body.
哦，还有很多的污染是会伤害我们的灵性，我们的灵命。
There's even much more things that can devour our spirituality and our spiritual life.
那我们有没有立志说不要让周遭的这些来玷污我们
？Have we made a determination that let's not let the things around us that defile us?
我们是不是有采取什么行动来保护自己
？Do we have any actions and then try to do to protect ourselves?
哦，我们常常说敬畏神。
We often say we fear God.
但是我们却没有立志不让我们的环境来污染我们。
But yet we do not make determination, resolution, to not allow the environment defile us.
甚至我们还很容易的让自己暴露在这些会伤害我们、污染我们的这些环境里头。
We even sometimes expose ourselves to the place, the environment that might defile us.
神这么的爱我们
，God loves us so much。
主耶稣用他的宝血洁净我们
，The Lord Jesus uses precious blood to cleanse us。
他将圣灵赐给我们
，He has given us the Holy Spirit。
他将这个宝贵的圣经赐给我们
，He has given us His Holy Bible。
我们却没有立志，我们却忽略的任凭自己被污染。
But yet we didn't make resolutions, allow ourselves, to be defiled by the things around us。
我们常常谈到生活信仰是一条是征战的道路。
We often talk about life and faith. It's a life of battles, it's a journey of battles.
那我们到底在跟谁征战
？So who are we battle with？
其实我们常常是跟自己来征战。
But in fact, we often battle with our own self.
我们请看加拉太书第五章。
We turn to Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章十六节
Galatians chapter 5 verse 16
十六节我说你们当顺着圣灵而行就不放纵肉体的情欲了
Verse 16 I say then walk in the spirit and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh
为什么要得着圣灵
Why do we need to receive the Holy Spirit
为什么教会需要有圣灵的同在
Why does the church need to be the abidance of the Holy Spirit?
目的就是要 让我们能够顺着圣灵而行
The purpose is for us to walk in the Spirit
但是人的倾向是什么
But what men tend to do?
人的倾向是顺从这个肉体的情欲
The men is tend to do is fulfill the lust of the flesh
这是人的倾向
This is what men often tend to do.
十七节
Verse 17.
因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌的，使你们不能做所愿意做的。
Verse 17. For the flesh and the lust against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary and to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
人生最终极的、最重要的事情是什么
？What is the most important things in man's life?
就是得救
That is to receive salvation
那为什么圣灵跟情欲在那边相争
Why is the spirit and the flesh often contrary to each other
因为这个跟人生最重要的得救有关
Because this is direct related to the most important things of a salvation in man's life
如果我们顺着圣灵的带领
If we walk in the spirit
我们的得救有把握
Then we have a guarantee of our salvation
如果我们顺着我们肉体的私欲，放纵我们肉体的私欲。
If we fulfill the lust of the flesh,
那结果就是死。
But the result is death.
所以这是两个在那边相争。
So often the flesh and spirit often contrary against each other.
所以说让我们不能做所愿意做的。
Then it says that we will do the things that we do not do the things that we wish to do.
情欲要我们往左走。
Our flesh lust want us to walk in the left.
圣灵感动我们，我们应该往右走。
The movement of Holy Spirit move us want to walk in the right.
这两个力量都很大的。
So these two laws is very powerful.
哦，神愿意我们得救。
God wants us to receive salvation.
哦，神用圣灵来帮助我们。
God used the Holy Spirit to help us.
哦，神已经尽了他的工作，他的本分。
God already had done His work.His duty to give to us.
那我们人不能够什么都不做。
A man, we cannot just sit there do nothing.
哦，我们要像丹尼里这样子，立志不让自己被玷污。
We should be like Daniel to make determination not to defile ourselves.
哦，我们像丹尼里这样子，立志要过着一个圣洁的生活。
We should be like Daniel to set the determination to live a holy life.
哦，唯有圣洁的生活才能够带给我们。最大的赏赐。
The only to live a holy life, we can receive the greatest blessing.
我们请看希伯来书十二章。
We turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章十四节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14.
十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并且要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能见主。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord.
哦，将来永恒的天国，谁在那里
？In the future, eternal life in heaven, who will be there?
天父真神在那里。
Our heavenly Father will be there.
好，我们一定要回到天父真神那里。
We must go back to our heavenly Father.
哦，我们的神是圣洁的神。
Our Father.God is the holy, holy God.
哦，所以这里说，没有圣洁，没有人能够见主。
It says, without holiness, no one can see God.
那得救是最重要的事情。
So then we say, the most important thing in our life is to receive salvation.
哦，神是圣洁的，所以我们要成为圣洁，我们才能够见神。
God is holy, so we must become holy, then we can see God.
哦，这就是为什么丹尼里他立志。不让自己被玷污。
So this is why Daniel he made a determination that he will not defile himself.
好，我们在新约时代，我们对永生、对得救，我们是更加的清楚。
So in our New Testament for salvation and also eternal life, we are even much more understand and clearly see this.
如果说丹尼里旧约时代的人，他都要立志过圣洁的生活。
Even if the Old Testament Daniel he made a determination want to live a holy life.
那今天我们更是。应该立志过圣洁的生活。
How much more today we live in this New Testament era that we even need to make determination to live a holy life.
周遭很多的事情要让我们过着不圣洁的生活。
The things and the environment around us want us to live not a holy life.
也就是因为这样子，我们必须要立志。
Because this, we must make a resolution and determination.
我们再请看诗篇十七篇。
Please turn to Psalm 17.
诗篇十七篇第三节。
Psalm 17 verse 3。
诗篇十七篇第三节。
Psalm 17 verse 3。
第三节，你已经试验我的心，你在夜间检查我，你熬炼我，却找不着什么。我立志，叫我口中没有过失。
Verse 3, you have tested my heart. You have visited me in the night. You have tried me and have found nothing. I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress.
在这里大卫立志，他口中没有过失。
Here David made the purpose that for his mouth shall not transgress.
那今天大卫的这个立志可以做我们很好的参考。
So today's David's resolution can give us a very great example.
让我们一起来立志，让我们的口中没有过失。
For all of us can make a determination, resolution that we have, we shall not have mouth that shall not transgress.
哦，为什么这个立志这么的重要
？Why is it this determination, resolution is very important?
我们来看主耶稣怎么说。
Let's look at how the Lord, what Lord Jesus said.
我们请看马太福音十二章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音十二章十四节。
Matthew chapter 12 verse 14。
三十六节。
Excuse me, verse 36。
三十六节，主耶稣说：“我又告诉你们，凡人所说的闲话，当审判的日子，必要句句供出来。”
Verse 36, but I say to you that for every idle word men may speak.They will give account of it in the date of judgment.
三十七节， 因为要凭你们的话定你们为义，也要凭你们的话定你们有罪。
Verse 37, fight by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned.
今天我们已经领受救恩的人，我们将来需不需要面对审判？
So today that we have received salvation, the Christians, in the future, whether or not are we going to receive this judgment day?
今天我们接受主耶稣宝血的洗礼，让我们在神面前被称义。
Today we receive the precious blood of Lord Jesus Christ to be baptized, that we can be justified before the Lord.
这些都是对的、好的、应该的。
All these are right, good, and should be.
但是从这里我们也看到，是的，将来我们还是要在审判台前。
But yet, still teach us that in the future we will be in the judgment day.
那将来我们要受怎样的审判
？So in the future, what kind of judgment that we will receive?
这里说要凭你们的话来定你们为义，或定你们有罪。
It says, for your words you will be justified, and by your words you will also be condemned.
那在三十六节说，我们所说的话将来记记。都会供出来。
Verse 36 says, whatever the word that we say in the word may be speak, and will give account in the day of judgment.
今天我们到某一些场所去，他会有告诉我们，你在这里你所说的话会被录影，会被录音。
Sometimes we go to certain places, they would see the word in line says, whatever we say in this place, that we will be recorded.
那所以今天人都有办法把你在这个范围里头，你做什么事，你说什么话，都把你录下来。
So even today, whatever we do and say, there's a way that we can record all this.
那更伟大的神，他更能够做这样的事情。
How much more the great God that we believe that he can even have done this?
所以照主耶稣所说的，将来将来必要记记供出来。
According to Lord Jesus, in the future, all the word that we have said and idle word will be account in the judgment day.
今天只要某些人不在场，我们可以说我没有说过那些话。
So today, if we the person if it's not before us, then we can say I never said that before.
如果没有被录音，我们可以反驳说我没有说过那样的话。
If we today we the word we say was never recorded, we can go against say I never have said the word like this before.
将来我们如果对主耶稣这样讲，主耶稣说我换给你听。
So in the future that you say in the judgment day to Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus will say, well, I'll play the word I recorded to let you hear it.
在大卫的时代还没有这样的科技。
In the days of David, perhaps they did not have the technology like this.
那但是大卫他就已经立志在言语上不要有过失。
But yet David, he made a resolution that he will not defile his mouth whatever he has said.
那今天我们已经生活在科技发展到这样的一个地步。
So today that we live in the world that full of a good the technology is advanced.
人都有办法做到，更何况是神。
Even men can record whatever we say, how much more God can have also done the same.
如果说大卫要做这样的立志，我们更需要做这样的立志。
If David willing to do this resolution and determination, how much more ourselves also need to do the same.
圣经特别也提醒我们，有哪样的话我们不要讲。
The Bible also reminds us what kind of word that we should not say.
请看以弗所书第四章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章二十五节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25.
二十五节，所以你们要弃绝谎言，个人以灵舍说实话，因为我们是互相为肢体。
Verse 25. Therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor.
有人说诚实是一个现代非常孤单的一个字眼。
Some people say to be honest.Is the word today is to say is very lonely.
因为越来越少人在讲诚实话。
Because less and less people will say the word, the truth word, and also be honest.
到处充满着不诚实的事情。
It's full of the place people speaking lies.
那这里保罗说我们要弃绝谎言。
Here the apostle says we need to put away lying.
再请看。以弗所书四章二十九节。
Read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29.
污秽的言语一句不可出口， 只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处。
Verse 29, let no corrupt words proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers.
有些话污秽自己，污秽别人。
Some of the words we speak might defile ourselves and also others.
有一些话伤害别人，也会伤害自己。
Some of the words we say might harm ourselves and also others.
我们要求神帮助我们，让我们能够控制我们的嘴巴。
We need to ask God to help us that we can control our mouth.
再请看以弗所书第五章第三节。
Please read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 3.
第三节，至于淫乱，并一切污秽和贪婪，在你们中间连体都不可，荒和圣徒的体统。
Verse 3, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as it fitting for saints.
人的生活当中有很多的话题。
In man's life, there's many things we can talk about.
有些话题我们不要去谈。
Some of the things we might not want to talk about.
因为这个对我们对别人都没有好处。
Because toward us and others might not be benefit.
更不能够得到神的喜悦。
We won't even receive the pleasing from God.
再请看第五节，第五章第五节。
Please read chapter 5, verse 5.
第四节
Verse 4
言辞妄语和戏笑的话都不相宜，总要说感谢的话。
Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting which are not fitting but rather giving of thanks.
有些话真的说了真的是没有目的的，没有意义的。
Some of the words we say might not have a purpose also meaning.
这个有时候真的没有话，安静也很好。
Sometimes there's nothing to say, we just be quiet. That is also good.
不要说没话找话讲，但是讲一些没有益处、没有造就的话。
We cannot say there's nothing to say, and we try to say something, and we find the word that we say and speak, there's no purpose, no meaning.
因为我们所讲的话，将来都要被审判的。
Because whatever we say in the future will be judged.
请再看箴言十八章。
We turn to Proverbs chapter 18.
箴言十八章第六节。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6.
第六节，愚昧人张嘴起争端，开口遭鞭打。
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 6. A foolish lips enter into contentions, and his mouth calls for blows.
第七节，愚昧人的口自起败坏，他的嘴。是他生命的网罗。
Verse 7, a false mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul.
圣经里头很强调智慧。
Bible often emphasizes on wisdom.
不是地上的智慧，是属灵的智慧。
It's not a wisdom in the world, but it's wisdom in heavens.
那智慧的相反就是愚昧。
What the opposite of wisdom is foolishness.
愚昧的人常常会讲出愚昧的话。
Foolish people might often say the foolish word.
那愚昧的话伤害别人，也伤害自己。
The foolish word spoken out will harm ourselves and also others.
所以箴言一直勉励我们要做智慧人。
So the proverbs often encourage us to become wise people.
我们已经被归属在这个智慧人的这一个类别里头。
We have been categorized to become the people, a group of wise people.
为什么？
Why is it so?
我们请看箴言第九章第十节。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
箴言九章第十节。
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10.
第十节，敬畏神是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Verse 10, the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom, and theknowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
我们都在追求做一个敬畏神的人。
We all pursuing the people that fears God.
这里告诉我们这是智慧的开端。
So this here tells us is the beginning of the wisdom.
我们都已经是在智慧的开始了。
We already in the beginning of the wisdom.
相信我们在像大卫那样子做个立志，我们一定能够控制住我们的嘴巴。
We believe that just like David made this resolution that we will for sure control our mouth.
我们能够成为一个智慧人。
Then we will become a wise person.
我们不会去讲一些愚昧的话。
We will not say the things that is foolish.
再请参考箴言十七章。
Please turn to Proverbs chapter 17.
箴言十七章二十节。
Proverbs 17 verse 20。
二十节，心存邪僻的行不着好处，舌弄是非的陷在祸患中。
Verse 20, he who has deceived a heart finds it no good, and he who has perverse tongues falls into evil.
这里讲到说这个这个搬弄舌弄是非的会让自己陷在祸患当中。
It talks about the one who is perverted tongues falls into evil.
传讲一些不真实的话。
To talk about the things that is not true.
那故意去制造一些别人的是非。
To make some kind of untrue things.
那这个都是愚昧的话。
All these are a foolish word.
这个不但会害到别人，最后是会害到自己。
This not only will harm others, eventually will also harm ourselves.
所以还有很多古圣徒，他们都曾经立志过。
There's many other saints. They also made a resolution.
对他们来讲是重要的，当然对我们来讲，甚至更重要。
For them, it's very important. Even for ourselves, us today, is even more important.
我们常常说要为主耶稣来立志。
We often say we will make the determination resolution for our Lord Jesus Christ.
这些古圣徒他们的立志。就是在为神立志。
All these things, the determination, resolution they made, they're making for the Lord, for God.
神救我们，我们也要努力的来救自己。
God save us, we also need to pursue and be labor to try to save ourselves.
这些古圣徒的立志都是救自己。
And all these saints made a resolution is for them to save themselves.
希望我们能够有更加好、更加进步的一年。
We hope that in this new year that will be even better and more improvement this new year.
让我们为自己、为神再来做一些立志。
And for ourselves and for God, we will make this new resolution.
唱诗282首。
We're singing 282.